The Tibetan Book of the Dead. By Anonymous. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is an ancient text written by anonymous authors in Tibet. It is a guide to navigating the afterlife and understanding death from a Buddhist perspective. The book consists of three parts: the Bardo Thodol, which describes the process of dying and entering into the Bardo state, the liberation through hearing during the intermediate state, which explains how to achieve liberation through hearing during this intermediate state, and finally, the great liberation through understanding in the between, which provides guidance on achieving enlightenment in this between state. The Bardo Thodol begins with instructions for preparing oneself for death. It then goes on to describe what happens after one dies, the journey through various realms or states known as Bardas, and how one can use these experiences to gain insight into their true nature. This section also includes advice on how to avoid being reborn in undesirable circumstances. The second part of the book focuses on liberating oneself from suffering while still alive by cultivating wisdom and compassion. It emphasizes that all beings are interconnected and that we should strive for harmony with our environment rather than seeking power over it. Finally, it offers practical advice about meditation practices that can help us become more mindful of our thoughts and actions. The third part discusses ways to attain enlightenment during life or after death by recognizing our true nature as pure awareness beyond any physical form or mental constructions. It encourages readers not only to understand but also experience this truth directly through contemplation and meditation. Overall, the Tibetan Book of the Dead provides an invaluable resource for anyone interested in exploring Buddhism's teachings about death, rebirth, karma, reincarnation, liberation from suffering, nirvana, and ultimately enlightenment, Buddhahood. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is a guide to navigating the afterlife. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead is an ancient text that provides guidance on how to navigate the afterlife. It is composed of teachings from various Buddhist traditions and is meant to be a guide for those who have passed away. Main idea number 2. The text is divided into three sections: the Bardo of the Moment of Death, the Chikai Bardo, and the Koniyat Bardo. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead is divided into three sections: the Bardo of the Moment of Death, the Chikai Bardo, and the Koniyat Bardo. Each section provides instructions on how to navigate the afterlife and how to reach enlightenment. Main idea number 3. The text provides guidance on how to recognize and accept death. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead provides guidance on how to recognize and accept death. It encourages readers to accept death as a natural part of life and to use it as an opportunity to reach enlightenment. Main idea number 4. The text encourages readers to recognize the impermanence of life. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to recognize the impermanence of life. It teaches that life is fleeting and that death is inevitable, and that one should use this knowledge to reach enlightenment. Main idea number 5. The text provides guidance on how to reach enlightenment. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead provides guidance on how to reach enlightenment. It encourages readers to use the knowledge of death and impermanence to reach a higher level of understanding and to become liberated from the cycle of death and rebirth. Main idea number 6. The text encourages readers to practice meditation and mindfulness. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to practice meditation and mindfulness. It teaches that meditation and mindfulness can help one to become liberated from the cycle of death and rebirth and to reach enlightenment. Main idea number 7. The text provides guidance on how to recognize and accept the reality of death. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead provides guidance on how to recognize and accept the reality of death. It encourages readers to accept death as a natural part of life and to use it as an opportunity to reach enlightenment. Main idea number 8. The text encourages readers to practice compassion and kindness. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to practice compassion and kindness. It teaches that by being compassionate and kind to others, one can reach enlightenment and be liberated from the cycle of death and rebirth. Main idea number 9. The text provides guidance on how to recognize and accept the suffering of life. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead provides guidance on how to recognize and accept the suffering of life. It encourages readers to accept suffering as a part of life and to use it as an opportunity to reach enlightenment. Main idea number 10. The text encourages readers to practice detachment from material possessions. Idea summary: The Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to practice detachment from material possessions. It teaches that by detaching from material possessions, one can become liberated from the cycle of death and rebirth and reach enlightenment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is an ancient text that provides guidance on how to navigate the afterlife. It is composed of teachings from various Buddhist traditions and is meant to be a guide for those who have passed away. The book contains instructions on how to prepare for death, what happens after death, and how one can reach liberation in the afterlife. It also includes advice on meditation practices and rituals that can help one transition into the next life. The book covers topics such as karma, reincarnation, bardo states, the intermediate state between death and rebirth, dream yoga, a practice used to gain insight into spiritual matters, mantras, sacred words or phrases used in meditation, and other aspects of Buddhism. Additionally, it offers practical advice about dealing with fear during times of transition as well as tips for helping others who are facing their own mortality. The Tibetan Book of the Dead has been studied by Buddhists around the world since its first translation into English in 1927. Its wisdom continues to provide comfort and guidance for those seeking understanding about life after death. Main idea number 2. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is divided into three sections: the Bardo of the Moment of Death, the Chikai Bardo, and the Koniat Bardo. Each section provides instructions on how to navigate the afterlife and how to reach enlightenment. The Bardo of the Moment of Death focuses on preparing for death and understanding what happens in its immediate aftermath. It explains that at this moment one's consciousness leaves their body and enters a state between life and death known as Bardo. This section also outlines various meditations that can be used to help prepare for this transition. The Chikai Bardo follows immediately after death, when one's consciousness is still in a state between life and death. During this time, it is possible to experience visions or hallucinations related to past lives or future rebirths. This section provides guidance on how best to interpret these visions so they can be used as tools for spiritual growth. Finally, there is the Koniat Bardo, which occurs after several days have passed since one's physical death but before they are reborn into another form. During this period, it is important not to become attached to any particular vision or thought form, as doing so will lead them away from enlightenment rather than towards it. Main idea number 3. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is an ancient text that provides guidance on how to recognize and accept death. It encourages readers to view death as a natural part of life, rather than something to be feared or resisted. The book also suggests that death can be used as an opportunity for spiritual growth and enlightenment. It teaches readers how to prepare for their own deaths by cultivating mindfulness, compassion, and wisdom. The book emphasizes the importance of accepting one's mortality in order to live a meaningful life. It encourages readers to use their time wisely while they are alive so that they can make the most out of each moment. Additionally, it advises people not to cling too tightly onto material possessions or relationships because these things will eventually pass away. Ultimately, the Tibetan Book of the Dead serves as a reminder that death is inevitable and should be embraced with courage and grace. By understanding our mortality, we can learn how best to appreciate life's precious moments before they slip away. Main idea number 4. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is an ancient text that encourages readers to recognize the impermanence of life. It teaches that life is fleeting and death is inevitable, and it urges us to use this knowledge to reach enlightenment. The book explains how we can prepare for our own deaths by cultivating a spiritual awareness and understanding of the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. It also provides guidance on how to help those who have recently passed away make their transition into the afterlife. By recognizing our mortality, we can learn to appreciate each moment in life more fully and live with greater purpose. Ultimately, the Tibetan Book of the Dead helps us understand that death should not be feared but embraced as part of a larger journey towards enlightenment. Main idea number 5. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is a spiritual guidebook that provides guidance on how to reach enlightenment. It encourages readers to use the knowledge of death and impermanence as a tool for understanding life, and ultimately, achieving liberation from the cycle of death and rebirth. The book explains that by recognizing our mortality, we can become more aware of our actions in this life and strive towards living with greater purpose. The text also outlines various meditative practices which are designed to help us cultivate an awareness of our innermost being. Through these practices, we can gain insight into ourselves and develop a deeper connection with reality. Additionally, it offers advice on how to live in harmony with others so that we may all benefit from each other's presence. Ultimately, the Tibetan Book of the Dead serves as an invaluable resource for those seeking enlightenment. By following its teachings, one can learn how to recognize their true nature and find peace within themselves. Main idea number 6. The Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to practice meditation and mindfulness. It teaches that through regular meditation and mindful awareness, one can become liberated from the cycle of death and rebirth, ultimately reaching enlightenment. Meditation is a powerful tool for calming the mind and body, allowing us to gain insight into our true nature. Mindfulness helps us to be aware of our thoughts, feelings, emotions, physical sensations, and environment in each moment. By practicing these two techniques together, we can learn how to live more fully in the present moment. The Tibetan Book of the Dead also provides guidance on how to use meditation as a means for spiritual transformation. It explains that by focusing on certain mantras or visualizations during meditation, we can access deeper levels of consciousness which will help us reach higher states of being. Finally, it emphasizes that with regular practice, we can develop greater self-awareness which will lead us towards liberation from suffering and attachment. Through this process, we are able to experience inner peace and joy even amidst life's difficulties. Main idea number 7. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is an ancient text that provides guidance on how to recognize and accept the reality of death. It encourages readers to accept death as a natural part of life, rather than something to be feared or resisted. The book also suggests ways in which one can use death as an opportunity for spiritual growth and enlightenment. It emphasizes the importance of being mindful in life, so that when it comes time to die, one will have no regrets. The book offers advice on how best to prepare for death by cultivating a sense of inner peace and acceptance. It encourages readers to reflect upon their lives and make amends with those they may have wronged before passing away. Additionally, it advises people not to cling too tightly onto material possessions or attachments during this time. Ultimately, the Tibetan Book of the Dead serves as a reminder that death is inevitable but should not be seen as something negative or frightening. Instead, it should be embraced as part of our journey towards enlightenment. Main idea number 8. The Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to practice compassion and kindness. It teaches that by being compassionate and kind to others, one can reach enlightenment and be liberated from the cycle of death and rebirth. The book explains that when we are kind to others, our own suffering is reduced as well. It also states that if we act with love towards all living beings, then our actions will bring us closer to liberation. The text further emphasizes how important it is for us to cultivate a sense of loving kindness in order to achieve spiritual growth. It suggests that through acts of generosity, understanding, patience, forgiveness, and acceptance, we can create an environment where everyone feels safe and respected. Ultimately, the Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to practice compassion and kindness in order to reach enlightenment. By doing so, they will be able to break free from the cycle of death and rebirth while creating a more peaceful world for themselves as well as those around them. Main idea number 9. The Tibetan Book of the Dead provides guidance on how to recognize and accept the suffering of life. It encourages readers to view suffering as an opportunity for spiritual growth, rather than something to be feared or avoided. The book teaches that by accepting our suffering, we can learn from it and use it as a tool for transformation. Through this process, we can reach enlightenment. The book also emphasizes the importance of compassion in dealing with our own pain and that of others. It encourages us to practice self-compassion and kindness towards ourselves when facing difficult times, while also recognizing that everyone experiences pain differently. Additionally, it suggests ways in which we can help those who are struggling through their own hardships. Ultimately, the Tibetan Book of the Dead is a reminder that although life may bring us moments of sorrow and despair, these moments do not have to define us or limit our potential for growth. By learning how to recognize and accept our suffering with grace and understanding, we can find peace within ourselves even during difficult times. Main idea number 10. The Tibetan Book of the Dead encourages readers to practice detachment from material possessions. It teaches that by detaching from material possessions, one can become liberated from the cycle of death and rebirth and reach enlightenment. Detachment is seen as a way to break free from attachment to physical objects, which are viewed as transient and impermanent in nature. The book explains that when we let go of our attachments, we can experience true freedom and joy. Detachment does not mean giving up all worldly pleasures or becoming indifferent towards life. Rather, it means being mindful about how much importance we give to material things. We should strive for balance between enjoying what life has to offer while also understanding its impermanence. By practicing detachment, we can learn to appreciate the beauty of life without getting too attached or clinging onto it. The Tibetan Book of the Dead emphasizes that through detachment, one can find inner peace and contentment even amidst chaos and suffering in this world. This allows us to live with greater clarity, focus on what truly matters in life, and ultimately achieve spiritual liberation. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.